This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. I don't know what I just heard. Don't know what that was. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour is going to be Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. He's in Alexandria, Virginia right now. We don't know exactly how we're going to get in touch with him. He just contacted me to let me know. He'll let me know how to contact him in a little bit. I think I might have actually triggered something there, my man on the other side. Day before yesterday, Governor Cuomo spoke about first deputy counsel to the Empire State Development, Kerry Gaby, 43. Mr. Gaby was shot and killed at a parade in Crown Heights at about 3:40 a.m. How does that work? How many parades do they have at 3:40 a.m.? Well, you know, New York never sleeps. According to the New York Daily News, he was ranting, "We passed the toughest gun control law in the nation, called the SAFE Act, and I am proud of it. Anyone who doesn't believe we need to do something about gun control is delusional. We can protect the Second Amendment and legitimate gun owners, but we also need to protect people. How many young, innocent people need to die before this nation comes to its senses? And this is a terrible, terrible, painful loss and all unnecessary." Mr. Gaby was shot during a shootout at the West Indian American Day Carnival Parade, which also included a fatal stabbing. It was basically a gunfight there. Somehow that didn't ping Cuomo's political radar, either the stabbing or the fact that it was a gunfight and a shootout. With whom? Between whom? Nobody's mentioned that. He made a statement without any information about the source of the crime gun, quote unquote, or detailed information on the shooter's motives. That's, you know, it's not because the American natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms is subject to arguments about social utility or the democratic process. Here's the rest of his idea, his plea for additional gun control, recommending new federal laws to curb gun violence. He said there's violence in the city of New York, right? There's violence around the parade, but there's violence all around this country. And violence is one thing. Gun violence kills more than violence with anything else. And we've learned the lesson. How many mentally ill people have to get a gun and kill young children? How many criminals have to get a gun and kill innocent people before this nation is going to say we have to do something? I'm proud of what we did in the state. But unless you do something nationwide, we're getting guns in the state from other states. And it is a terrible, terrible, painful loss. It's personal to me because I knew this young man. So beautiful, so giving, so kind. So unnecessary, really, so unnecessary, really, so unnecessary. And I was just with the family and the tears and the frustration. I'm governor of the state of New York, and there's nothing I can say, and there's nothing I can do, and sometimes it just hurts. I'm actually sort of pleased you can't do anything about it. Here's the thing. Here's the part of this that I... And his code speak, this is coming from a northeastern coastal city elite type politician, okay? And I don't know how to turn that down. I don't know how to make that not happen. Well, I could do this. Yeah, let's try that, see if that takes things away. Anyway, he gets out there and he says, we can protect the Second Amendment and legitimate gun owners. Who decides who they are? In New York, they have legitimate gun owners. They have about 34,000 to 35,000 of them. Is that his version of protecting the Second Amendment? You know, as I sit here and I think about what he says and I think about what he's putting out there, most of what happens in New York State happens, crime-wise, I would have to think happens in New York City. If you take New York City out of their stats, they're probably quite low on the totem pole. And here's the question that I have to ask. What do you expect when you have a city-sized area crammed with people in the millions, when you have poverty, when the cost of living is so high, when, you know, you're starting to allow the homeless to come back, when you're starting to beat up on the cops and they're depolicing, what do you expect in an area like that? And with criminals, okay, with criminals, criminals are not wanting to be in a gunfight with civilians. They're not. So they're going to go, they may go somewhere where they can get guns easier than New York, but they're going to come back to New York because that is fertile ground for them. And it has been made fertile by the politicians. By them, the politicians of any big major city, this is them saying, we can't even begin to try to control these people. The only thing we can possibly try, I honestly believe that's why most of these bigger cities have such a oppressive gun control regime, while they're surrounded by guns on all sides. Because they're out there sitting there and they're looking at this massive pile of humanity, trying to figure out how to maintain control. Don't worry about governing. They're not concerned with governing. Don't worry about representation. They're not worried about that. They are in a big metropolitan area. They want to control it. They've got, New York City's got twice as many people in New York City as my entire state. just to give you an idea of how crammed in there they are. We do need to protect people, but how is government going to protect people? Government has already abdicated that role in large part. I mean, the Supreme Court's already codified it. So that's a false premise. The fact that a little gun violence, as you would put it, struck home close to you has got you all up in a tizzy, and I completely understand that because you're not somebody that can handle that. You're used to pounding on a lectern and being in charge and everybody snapping too. Not happening already there in the state of New York. I don't understand why you're not used to it already. Curbing gun violence. It's amazing they think this would actually happen by going after the law-abiding. That is a stupid premise, and it's the stupidest premise I've ever heard in my life. We're going to restrict the criminals by going after the law-abiding. That's what they're saying. Or they're either saying that, or they're saying that if we own guns, we're all criminals. One or the other. There is no in-between. Although the closest they could come to having an in-between would be they don't know what they're talking about, which a lot of people fall into that trap. A lot of people do. They'll say something, they don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're talking about. I had an interesting back and forth about this the other day with somebody. And they're wanting to do a good thing. Oh well. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Peter Rick Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't know if something's going on right now or not. Okay, they're saying nothing's going on my end, so that's good. Anyway, coming from Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, he's decided, let me take it back a little bit, okay? Let me take it back. Prior to the Brady Law, there used to be a bunch of people that held FFLs, and they were referred to as tabletop FFL holders. They operated out of their house. They didn't have a storefront. They weren't really in the business of selling guns. They had a license to sell guns. They could order guns, have guns delivered to them, and they probably sold a lot of them to their friends. Maybe they just bought them for themselves. I don't know. After the Brady Law was launched and passed and codified and all of that stuff happened in the early 90s, that was swept away. The tabletop FFL was done away with. You had to have a storefront. You had to have certain security in place. You had to have a lot of things. Along with that, other things went along with that, got swept away as well. Now, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia wants to... He's proposing a law entitled the Responsible Transfer of Firearms Act, which would place a criminal federal liability on anyone who transfers a firearm to an individual prohibited from possessing one by federal law. This is another term for universal background checks, according to Kaine's office. That's what the law would do, but it is actually expanded background checks. Under current law, only FFL holders are criminally liable if they sell a gun to a prohibited individual. They sort of have the background check in place to keep them from doing that. By trying to make this a criminal activity, if an individual does that, that means a background check has to be done, which is we've already seen this. It's just another meandering to the same point. It is not simple and uncontroversial. The reason FFLs currently face criminal liability for unlawful transfers is they're mandated by law to conduct or confirm background checks on all firearm sales, even sales at gun shows. All interstate sales between private residents must be processed through an FFL in the buyer's home state, and that process must include a background check. Sales between two private non-FFL individuals who reside in the same state are the only major category of firearm transfers that are exempt from the federal background check. The reason for that exemption is obvious. There's no federal or interstate commerce nexus. In order to conduct those federal background checks and to prevent themselves from being held criminally liable for selling guns to criminals, FFLs are granted access to the NICS database, which you can't get. Unless you're an FFL, of course. Before completing a sale, the FFL will contact the FBI, give them the information provided by the buyer on the 4473 ATF form, and the FBI will tell the FFL whether the buyer is cleared to purchase a gun. While current federal gun law imposes a criminal liability only on those institutions with authority to conduct criminal background checks, Kaine's bill makes no such distinction. He wants to include everybody in a catch-all. His proposal criminalizes a private individual's failure to conduct a federal background check while refusing to give that individual the right to conduct the federal background check in the first place. Yeah. That's funny. Me saying it out loud is funny. The fact that a U.S. senator is proposing this law, and we can look at this and say this is the fact. Let me say that again. He would criminalize a failure to conduct a background check that they're not authorized to make. Yeah? His office confirmed that his bill does not give private individuals the authority or ability to conduct federal background checks in order to avoid the federal criminal liability imposed by his proposal. Federal law currently restricts NICS access to FFLs or state law enforcement agencies. Amy Dudley, his spokeshole, told the Federalist via email it does not give non-FFLs access to the NICS. The legislative text of the proposed bill releases criminal liability only if the seller has taken a reasonable step to determine that the recipient is not legally barred from possessing firearms. However, the most reasonable step available, the background check, is not available to me or you. So this would do a lot of different things. It would put businesses like Gun Arms List out of business. It would restrict me. I know plenty of guys in my home state. And I might want to sell a gun or trade a gun with somebody in my home state. I have sold guns on Arms List. I have purchased guns on Arms List. The only thing I've ever been afraid of doing that is that it might be sort of an ambush type setup. So when I go, I'm always armed. So all he's trying to do is eliminate the private sales market. He's trying to put this little catch-22 in place. He doesn't want to make it where you can do a background check on somebody, and at the same time, he wants to make it criminal for you, you know, if you do. If you sell the gun. Without it. Now, the Democrats had the Senate in 2013, and they couldn't pass universal expanded background checks, despite the fact that they say that 90% of the United States wants it. When 90% of the United States actually finds out what the universal expanded background check, and I still think that's a specious figure. I don't think that's correct. I think it's all based upon the way you word the question. But a de facto ban on private intrastate gun sales, I don't see that ever coming anywhere near close to passage. And the fact that they keep pushing for it is just indicative of the, on one hand, that's Kane appealing to the population centers in Virginia, which are beginning to take control of Virginia, much like New York City does in New York State and Chicago does in Illinois and, you know, all of the bigger cities do in California. This is what's happening in Virginia now. And this is him appealing to them. He can get out there and say in his next election, look what I tried to do. I tried to bring chaos back to order by doing something about the epidemic of gun violence and proliferation of guns. Reelect me. He forgot to say I knew there wasn't a snowball's chance it would pass. But anyway, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay. Now we're going to go back and we're going to look at what they're trying to do, what they have done, and I'm going to take it to the furthest degree I possibly can just to try to impress upon you how nefarious this is. The federal government has labeled 177,000 veterans to be prohibited persons on the NICS system because they can't handle their checkbook, because they are on the VA disability list, and because they come down as not being responsible with their money. They have a fiduciary appointed to handle their money for them, and they're placed on the NICS system. They are financially irresponsible, but they have their rights taken away. Now Barack Obama wants to extend that to Social Security, where there's about 4.2 million people receiving the Social Security benefit that they qualify for, just like the VA members qualify for the benefit they're getting. They did everything right. They've done everything they had to do. They are now taking the benefit that they earned, just like the Social Security recipients are. And he wants to put these 4.2 million people on the NICS prohibited list. Now, right now, I'm not old. I'm 54, but I'm not old. I'm not in that, you know, most of these people are a little older than me. Some of them may just be completely irresponsible. I don't know. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights about responsibility, but, you know, that's all beside the point. Now, it is a very short leap, folks, to think that the gun-grabbing train is going to stop at that station. Look at what they're using as the determining factor to decide you are a prohibited person. Financial responsibility. They have decided that what they want to do is they want to put as many people on the prohibited persons list as they can. Since it has already succeeded without Congress doing anything about the veterans, and since it is very anemic what we're hearing out of Congress concerning Social Security, they are emboldened and they will go forward. Now, what did we just go through recently? We just went through a financial meltdown. How many people went insolvent with that? How many people lost nearly everything with that? How many jobs got lost? How many credit reports got wounded? How would you like it if your if your right to own a gun was subject to what your doctor recommended, what your credit report said, and what your payment history was, say, on your car insurance, or what your payment history might be on your unsecured credit card? Or your what if you lost a house or filed bankruptcy? How would you like it if all of your rights, if the teeth of the Constitution could be taken from you because of hard times, because you were irresponsible, because of youthful exuberance, all kinds of, you know, people get in financial difficulties for all kinds of reasons. How would you like that? How would you like to look at, how would you like to go out there and try to figure out which list you're on? Tony O, what are you talking about, man? Anyway, you've got numerous government institutions that do talk to each other for some reason, except for the intelligence gathering ones, and they maintain lists of the elderly and minorities and the poor and native tribes and the addicted and the veterans and the air traffic controllers and residents of public housing, etc. We all come down on a list somehow. Even real estate agents and cosmetologists have to be licensed by the state. What percentage of those lists could justifiably be added to the NICS list once the bar has been lowered by the VA and the Social Security Administration? Even though those lists were established for other reasons, somewhere in the White House, someone is asking, what other agencies have names of people we can bar from owning a gun? How about the FAA lists, the no-fly list? They conduct extensive medical and psychiatric evaluations on pilots to determine whether an airman is fit to fly. In addition to two separate assessments by a psychiatrist and a clinical psychologist, the FAA also requires pilots to submit copies of all prior psychiatric and substance-related hospitalizations, observations, and treatment. What if you are a pilot and you fail an evaluation? If you fail that evaluation, do they go back and look at your entire mental health setup? Do they go back and look at everything that's ever happened to you? Do they go back and purge the database looking for all of these things about you so they can make a determination that you can't own a gun? Now, there is a legitimate need to evaluate pilots. Of course, mental disorders like that yahoo that drove the plane into the mountain. Yeah, we need to keep that from happening, no doubt about that. We need to know about the medications they use for treatment. We need to know what symptoms they may produce. We need to know if they're exhibiting some sort of behavior that makes it unsafe for the passengers. That's fine. But that's only, all that should affect is their ability to drive a plane, not to have rights. They haven't done anything criminal. It's okay to be human. But it's no longer out of the realm of possibility now to think this information could be abused in pursuit of a comprehensive anti-gun agenda. What about the medical data that Obamacare has access to? for the nefarious purpose of adding people to the NICS Prohibited Persons Database, just as they did with Social Security and the VA. All of these lists that they maintain. Now, I understand, I've got people that take the podcast. I put the podcast out about 147 different ways. And one of the reasons for that is that there's some people that don't want to be on a list, right? But you're already on a list, folks. We're all on some list. If you have a Social Security card, you're on a list. If you work, you're on a list. If you live somewhere, you're on a list. I mean, that's just life. That's just the way it is. And it's been that way for quite some time. However, let's look at these things. Congress needs to come out and chain the president. Oh, isn't that politically incorrect? Bill, he's a black American. You can't say chain him. That brings it. No, that's not what I'm doing. The president needs to be restricted from going after the Bill of Rights. If he gets the Second Amendment, the rest of them fall like dominoes. So this president and the next president and the next president, they all need to be constrained from being able to go after the Bill of Rights. We need to put together a new normal, especially the way they pursue certain things. If you get out there and you have to file bankruptcy, that's bad, but it's only bad for you. Shouldn't be bad for your rights. You know, what if they decide to go to the CDC list where they do surveys to find out how many people, you know, 1 in 10 Americans are on antidepressants? What if they discover the side effects of these antidepressants and say, oh, got to be prohibited? That's tens of millions of people, 1 in 10. You think the doctors wouldn't turn some of this stuff over? Think about that. Why don't you? We get back. The progressive crime wave is growing on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. And this is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't know why that took three or four tries to make it run. Anyway, have you noticed that in the liberal cities and liberal strongholds right now, murder rates are skyrocketing? And President Barack Obama's progressive pro-crime policy and endless racial provocation supposedly has nothing to do with this. Or at least according to the New York Times. Nowadays, Americans are being killed and maimed explicitly because of their race. Or because of what they're wearing. Execution-style cop killings are becoming distressingly common. Killings and vicious assaults based on the skin color of the civilian victim are also becoming common. That any of this is happening shouldn't surprise anyone who follows public events. For years, media outlets have acted as the uncompensated publicists and cheerleaders for the Obama administration, their ongoing campaign to turn America into the progressive paradise that is Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe. Still doing it today, and they still some downplay the evidence in a crime wave. You got some smug yahoos like left-wing journalist Jason Linkins of the Huffington Post and Jesse Walker of Reason. They snickered at the Manhattan Institute's Heather McDonald when she argued in late May that after two decades of falling crime rates nationwide, anti-cop sentiment was boosting crime rates. They obviously don't listen to me because I've been saying that for a while myself, haven't I? The most plausible explanation of the current surge in lawlessness is the intense agitation against American police departments over the past 9 months, wrote McDonald in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. She wrote at the time that any talk of nationwide crime surge is at best premature, at worst sheer fear-mongering. Lincoln's wrote that McDonald's column contained a load of hot nonsense. we didn't have some of the stuff happening prior to the inauguration of Barack Obama. Not near what we have today. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who's following the news through either the Dead Tree or the Dead TV network media that are now covering his role and their own stirring of the pot. They're not paying any attention to it at all. Coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the New York Times writes, cities across the nation are seeing a startling rise in murders after years in decline. Some few places have witnessed a shift as precipitous as this city. While the summer is not yet over, 104 people have been killed this year after 86 homicides in all of 2014. More than 30 other cities have also reported increases in violence from a year ago. Now, we've talked a little bit about certain facts. Last year was very low. It's not really that much improved over the year before that. A year compared to last year is not a trend. Okay, last year was very low. Another thing that has to do with this is we've had this new thing happening, this new Ferguson effect, if you will, where the depolicing is beginning. In Milwaukee, David Clark is doing the best he can, but he's got an anti-gun police chief. He's a sheriff. He's got an anti-gun police chief and an anti-gun mayor fanning the flames in Milwaukee. Then we have, of course, St. Louis, where murder is up 60%. Baltimore, where murder is up 56%. Washington, D.C., where murder is up 44%. New Orleans, 22%. Chicago, 20%. Kansas City, 20%. Dallas, 17%. New York, 9%. And Philadelphia, 4%. And there is nothing to blame here, especially not Obama. Especially not his policies. Times reporters Monica Davey and Mitch Smith seem genuinely perplexed at this. They scratch their heads, wondering where all this bloody violence might be coming from. Law enforcement experts blame the disparate factors, though no one is claiming to know for sure why murder rates are climbing. I don't know. When you've got a mayor out there like in New York who's saying the problem here are the cops, and then you start having cops executed, I don't know. And when that starts, and then when you have the feds saying Ferguson were the cops, it was the cops. Hey, you know what? If a white cop shoots a black perpetrator who's trying to kill him, that's racism. Did you know that? Yeah, that's racism. Never mind that he was, defending himself or anything. And it would be ditto if it's the other way around. It wouldn't. I don't know what they call the black cops. In Baltimore, half of the cops they've got arraigned over Freddie Gray are black. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what they call them. What's happened here now is that the dynamic has changed between the police and the offenders. The offenders are no longer worried about fighting the police. They will charge the police. Now, the term Ferguson effect came from St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dodson. He was referring to the left's never-ending drumbeat against the police, which is causing some cops to refrain from using force when it is appropriate. Recently in Birmingham, Alabama, a plainclothes police officer was beaten senseless by an angry black driver. The cop admits he hesitated in defending himself because he was afraid he might be called racist. Imagine that. We all saw that video of that guy being beaten senseless, being left in the street. It all began in Ferguson. It was perpetuated in New York with, various people. And now every time, the meme is hands up, don't shoot, I can't breathe. Everybody seems to Because the dynamic has changed, everybody seems to have forgotten the fact that if a cop tells you to stop doing something, maybe the way not to get hurt is to maybe just do as he says. That's not giving up your rights. Really, it isn't. Because most of the time, they're going to make a determination if you are, in fact, the innocent party, the aggrieved party, and you're going to be on your way very shortly. But they got to figure it out. If we're going to have them and if we're going to rely on them, I mean, who here would not call them if there was an issue going on in the house and you were unable to deal with it? Who's not going to call the cops? I mean, if there's one of you out there that's going to do it all yourself, okay, fine. You don't have to put up with too much of that stuff. But everybody else, I don't think that's the case. This is all about cop hatred. It's all about fanning the racist, the perceived racism is everywhere fire. Then there's this video that came out. I saw this. I haven't thought that much about it because it's actually sort of interesting. But at the same time, this video came out. This guy, black guy, talking on the camera. His verbatim. Today we live in a time where the white man will be picked off and there's nothing he can do about it. His day is up. His time is up. We will witness more executions and killing of white people and cops than we've ever seen before. We see with the Houston, Texas shooting. And we see with the news reporting shooting in Virginia. It's about to go down. It's open season on killing white people and crackers. The Black Lives Matter movement wasn't enough. It's not safe to be white. It's not safe no more, excuse me, to be white in America. Lurking behind any corner could be an angry black man ready to take you out. It's a reality. It's open season on killing whites and police, and they better make some serious changes, social changes at this point, because it ain't looking good. Good luck with that. Not exactly a slam dunk, pal. Depending on where you're at, maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. That video was posted August 30th and has been viewed more than 444,000 times. Normally, that sort of rhetoric should be ignored, but not now. We do not live in normal times. President Obama has not condemned it, and that's a that's a point of contention with me. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.